you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to ghost host, Sophia Temporelli.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello. We're here at the ghost host, who is Sophia Temporelli, and weekly.
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to the ghost host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to ghost host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
She's grown up as the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, celebrating 8 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia.
That's right. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. And hands down, the world's most unique paranormal broadcast. Sophia started this show 8 years ago when she was 12 years old. So congratulations, Sophia, on over 8 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week. And to all of our moderators, thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events when we had no internet connections. Thank you guys so much over the years for everything. And today it's gone beyond the realm of just typical show. This is now revolutionary what is going on today with our guest. Today we welcome real life The Conjuring House homeowners Corey and Jennifer Heinzen on air with the ghost host Sophia Temporelli. While under quarantine, the Dark Zone Network presents an epic live streaming event starting Friday, May 8th in the world's most haunted house with the Heinzen family 24/7 and for a full week. Portions of the proceeds go directly to COVID-related charities. Everyone visit thedarkzone.tv. That's thedarkzone.tv for complete event ticket details and info. Hope everyone's keeping safe out here. This is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli upcoming next weekend, or actually coming up on the 30th, we have a lot of vacations in between for May. Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder Todd Bonner returns to the program. 2095 paranormal thriller author Rosella C. Rowe will be on the program on June 6th. Second Sight Paranormal Psychic Medium and sister host here on LiveParanormal.com, Erica Marcia Bourchaine, will be on the program returning on 6/13. You don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. Like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends. There's great membership packages on Live Paranormal. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of books autographed by some of your favorite paranormal authors. Rob always rewards the membership participants. Also support the vendors here on LiveParanormal.com. Tonight, on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here. Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now Kindred Spirits. He's right here on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on Live Paranormal. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available on the homepage of Live Paranormal as free MP4 iTunes downloads. And, so if you need a link or to review any part of the broadcast, they're available as soon as the completion of the show. I have a little layering in my earpiece here, and so let me take this other one out. Sophia, great lineup today. So, that's still going on a little bit. But, Sophia, congratulations of 8 years of broadcasting here on Live Paranormal. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 8 years. Nine coming up soon.
I know. In June, first week of June, it'll be 9 years you started this broadcast. And it's like if you build it, they will come. You've had a lot of great guests on over the years. You've helped a lot of people. So congratulations. And also, where can people find you? We're doing a special in-studio YouTube video version, so you're being filmed in there right now. So that'll be composed and edited throughout the week, and that'll be available. But where are all your sites? Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter, at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram, at Sophia Temporelli. My name's too long, so sometimes I have to take some letters out.
Yeah, it's Temporelli with one L because we cursed you with a really long name. But Sophia, tell us about our guest today.
Today we welcome real-life The Conjuring House homeowners Corey and Jennifer Heinzen on air live. While under quarantine, the Dark Zone Network presents an epic live streaming event starting Friday, May 8th. In the world's most haunted house with its new homeowners, the Heinzen family, 24/7 for a full week. Portions of the proceeds go directly to the COVID-19 relief fund. And everyone visit thedarkzone.tv for complete event details. Let's welcome Corey and Jennifer into the show.
All right, Corey. Let's see. I got Corey's line. Corey and Jennifer, I'm trying to unmute you right now. There you are. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on today. And congratulations on, all the efforts you're putting into, helping COVID-19 relief. It's really commendable what you guys are doing, opening up your house for a full week while in quarantine to help, people kind of take their minds off of what's going on in the world.
Yeah, thank you. We're pretty excited. It should be fun for us as well. Like, we're unable to socialize with people outside of the house, mm-hmm. too, so it's nice to be able to interact with people again.
Yeah, for sure. And to start off, I know that the DarkZone.tv is presenting this whole week-long live streaming event, but how did that all come about? Where did the idea stem from? And what was it like for you guys kind of, warming up to the idea of, being monitored, basically?
We had some friends out in California, Jay and Scott. We've been working with them for a while, and they just came up with this idea. They're like, what do you think about letting people in the house to see what exactly it is you guys do on a daily basis, since everybody's stuck at their house anyways? Basically, they presented it like a Big Brother kind of thing. And
yeah.
We loved the idea. And then all of a sudden, they just threw another, you know, another ball at us and said, hey, what about like a virtual Paracon and bring on like all these celebrities and stuff, you know, to talk to us and try to get us through what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah, I can only imagine the type of activity you're going through right now. And, you know, The Conjuring House is super iconic, especially with the movies made about it. But to your knowledge, what is the original backstory with the house itself? And, you know, what kind of drew you to want to become its new owners?
The whole backstory to the house was it was part of the Arnold family for eight generations. It was deeded in 1680. Roger Williams actually was the one that deeded the property to the Arnold family. It was completed in 1736, and it's passed down through generations throughout the years. And I mean, there's been numerous deaths on the property. A lot of them are undocumented, so we can't really prove anything, so we don't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that we can provide information on, you know, we talk about those ones. There's a lot of, like, misinformation out there that people gotten from the movie or the internet and stuff like that. So, you know, our job as paranormal investigators is to not only document, you know, the existence of the afterlife, but also, like, provide education and stuff on the history of the area. So,
yeah, definitely. I interviewed Andrea Perron, the prior owner of the house. She was one of the little girls depicted in the Conjuring movie, and she said, you know, there were a lot of infactual things in the movie, such as the clapping game. But it's amazing, you know, just how big it became with that, the story. You know, it was such a big case beforehand, but now taken worldwide and now just, you know, such a phenomenon. What kind of made you guys want to, you know, I know you said you're investigators, but what made you want to live that? I used to live in a haunted house, and I can't say I would want to do that again.
I mean, it was more like we really weren't sure, like, how true it was. You know, we grew up, like, loving the Warren stories and stuff like that and, you know, hearing their case files and things. But it was like, it was kind of like a shot in the dark. It's like, you don't know if the place is really going to be haunted, but it had a rich, rich history, American history, you know, surrounding it. And, you know, we couldn't go wrong with just that aspect. So it was like, you know, the ghosts and everything coming along with it was kind of like just an add-on, if you will. Yeah, it was an extra. You know, because we got more land down there. We got 8.5 acres. We got a pond. We got a river. You know, we got more of that, you know, here than we do back home in Maine, so.
And for us, we own a house also in Maine, so we have the two houses, and our kids are older, so we figure we know what we're getting ourselves into. We are set up better than the parents were, so if something goes wrong, we could just jump in a car and head back to Maine. We don't, well, clearly we can't do that now with everything going on. Across the states now, but that was our thought process when we bought it. We did have a backup plan just in case type thing.
Yeah, and you know, like you were saying, it's kind of harder to, you know, just leave the Conjuring House at the moment with the quarantine going on, but I think that's kind of part of it, to see what people you're experiencing for the week-long event and, you know, just be able to see what people experience in a haunted home that many people don't see or don't understand. Because when you live with something, it's so different than just going out, investigating it, and then coming home after one or two nights.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, with the activity that's going on there, what are some of the things that you've experienced? I know in the promo you said a book flies off the shelf occasionally, but what else has happened there? I'm sure there's so much more going on.
We've documented objects being thrown around. We've had, I don't know if you can classify them as like energy bursts or just flashes of light, really, in rooms. Just like it'll be up on the wall, then it'll be down on the floor, then it'll be, you know, we've gotten that quite a few times. Audible voices, audible disembodied voices. Like a lot of Class A EVPs, like, you know, direct awesome direct responses and stuff.
Shadow figures.
Yep, shadow figures. What else?
Doors opening and closing. That happens more often than anything, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing like what the portray is. That's for sure. So. Yeah.
Well, it will be amazing to see all of that, you know, caught, because you most places don't have 24-hour access. So you miss so much during the day and during the night, or the times that, you know, camera batteries have to be replaced. But having it set up the way you do, it's incredible to see everything that's just happening in another room where someone's not in it, or just at night when someone's asleep, you know, just see it, things that go unnoticed. Just basically with day-to-day life.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what people see while we're sleeping, because, I mean, part of my job, I love to review the camera systems. I love to see what happens. So it's exciting to me when other people like to watch it too, and if they see something that I miss, or it'll just, for me, it's going to be exciting the next morning to have somebody log on and say, hey, you at 10:30 last night in this room, you should watch what happened. You know, just that kind of stuff is exciting to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like the audience will be investigating along with you, but from the comfort of their own home during this very confusing time.
Yeah, we'll have all their eyes, so it'll be good.
It'll be interesting for us, because usually we're in bed by 7 o'clock at night. Everybody's like, oh my God, I'd be investigating all the time. It's like, no, we're old folk. We just go to bed at like 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean, even when living in a haunted house, I mean, it's interesting to, you know, capture the activity, but you still are a person who just wants to eat and sleep like a normal person.
Exactly.
And I know with the house live, there will be a ton of guest investigators. I am super happy to be able to be one of those people. But who else is going to be a part of the event, and what do you know of the investigations that will be going on?
As far as a list of names, I know they've got a few names that they've were able to, like, get the green. Yeah, to confirm, get the green light on, like Patrick Doyle, Dave Schrader. Who else was there?
The whole list of them. I know that the flyer's going, I believe, on Monday, I believe is when the flyer's going.
Yeah.
Out.
I don't want to throw somebody's name out there that wasn't green lighted. But I mean, like you said yourself, there's a lot of other people that, you know, that have been on TV, might not have been on TV, but they're huge in the paranormal field. So, I mean, it's a huge smorgasbord, if you will. We're just, it's a paracon. It's a virtual paracon, you know, and they're gonna Skype in with us, and, you know, we're going to talk through things, and, you know, they're going to answer some questions we have for them. We're going to answer some questions for them and see where it goes.
Yeah, it will be amazing. I can't wait to see what happens over the course of the week and, you know, what everyone else sees through the audience, because, you know, having so many eyes is so helpful when, you know, you're able to stand back and kind of look at something from a different perspective. There's so much that, you know, you may never notice over 10-year time, because the fresh set of eyes is just really so helpful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anything that we miss, I mean, I'm sure we've missed a lot of stuff on the cameras. You know, Jen's really good about going through them, but, you know, she's human. She'll miss something here and there.
Right. And what's cool about this is we've been told that people will be able to go back from day one and review stuff that they want to from the comfort of their own home, so they can watch it live, but they'll also have access yesterday if they miss something, so they can go back and review something overnight if they want to. If they fell asleep and was like, oh, I heard something happened, I'd like to go see it myself, they can go back and review it themselves. It's just so, it's going to be so amazing to do something like this that nobody else has ever done before, to be able to provide all this access from home. Nobody's ever been able to do this before.
Be nice, somebody else does our job.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, what kind of equipment will be utilized during the week-long event?
We're going to have, like, the typical here that you'll see, like spare boxes and stuff like that. We're going to delve into some Ouija boards. Like, everybody's excited about that. I don't really get why. I guess they think it's bad juju for us to use a Ouija board in the Conjuring House.
We've got some experiments set up as well. We'll save that as a surprise. We don't want to get into detail about that. We're pretty excited about what we're working on now. So it'd be interesting to try that out and see how well it works. We're excited about it.
Yeah, for sure. And I know you also said that your kids have grown, but what is kind of their feelings on the house? And have they had any experiences being there or living there?
Our daughter is 20, and she doesn't mm-hmm. want to really have anything to do with the house. Like, she thought it was neat, you know, us buying it and all that. But once things started happening, she was like, nope, I'm just going to stay up in Maine and do the whole college thing. So our son, he's 17, and, like, he's been investigating with us, you know, since he was about, what, 10?
10, I think.
And he had something happen to him probably, like, the third or fourth night that we had owned it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all sleeping in the same room because it was new to us. I mean, we didn't know what to expect mm-hmm. or anything like that. I mean, so we're all, like, grouped together in this one room, and he had a black mass just, like, float over him, and it just sat there for a little
bit. Oh, wow.
He just sat there and stared at it. Like, it didn't scare him to the point that mm-hmm. he, like, wasn't screaming or anything. But the next morning, we were supposed to go to the Rhode Island Paracon, and he was like, nope, I'm heading home. And he never said anything to us mm-hmm. until he got back home. And it just kind of caught us off guard, and it took about 2 months to get him back down there.
Yeah, I know you said that there was a shadow figure that kind of hovered over him, but is there any, you know, feelings of being watched too while in the house, you know, in different rooms or specific rooms?
Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I necessarily feel like it's, well, I guess more so the middle bedroom and the library. Those are the most active places, and sometimes the basement, but it's not.
There are times that your hair will stand up on end and you know something's there. But I mean, for the most part, it's not.
Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. know. I can't say I always feel like something's looking at me.
Yeah. Anymore,
but sometimes.
Yeah, I was just curious, you know, from my own experience living in a haunted house, I would be watched constantly. There wasn't so much, you know, doors opening or closing, but there's just always that feeling of being watched. And it was, you know, more so in specific parts of the house than others. My parents' bedroom was pretty much where the ghost stayed all the time, and the back of the house was pretty much the worst with activity. So it's just interesting how, you know, spirits kind of choose a specific area of the house and sometimes are more interested in that than others.
Yeah, that is crazy. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, after a while, you build up a sensitivity mm-hmm. to it. Like, everybody's like, oh, so you're psychic, you're sensitive. I'm like, no, it's just, I don't know if it's the electromagnetic field or something that a spirit gives off, or, you know, what it is, but you can tell if there's something there.
Yeah, sometimes it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. In my old house, my mom would actually walk through where the ghost is standing, and her hair would stand up on end, and she said that the sensation just kind of felt like her foot was asleep or something, whatever body part was in where the ghost was standing. So it's just really remarkable the way that spirits can kind of interact and affect humans. So what is it, how are you guys going about preparing for this? Is there something you're doing, you know, kind of mentally? Is there, you know, anything you're doing for protection beforehand, or are you just kind of going about your day-to-day lives and, you know, just hanging out?
Try to drink coffee. We're not really mm-hmm. coffee drinkers, so we're trying to figure out what we can drink to, like, stay awake. honestly, we're just going about life. I mean, that's all we can do, you know, spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Make sure everything looks good.
Yep.
I thought about the yard, and Corey keeps telling me, are we going to be looking at the yard?
I quit worrying about the yard.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And, you know, I know that tickets are going for sale shortly, but can you tell everyone in the audience, you know, a little bit about, you know, how they can purchase tickets and, you know, just kind of find out more about the event?
All right, so we were supposed to be pre-selling tickets this weekend, but mm-hmm. there was a little bit of a snafu, I guess you could say.
I don't know. We update on this stuff, but we don't deal with that. We don't. I know that their systems kept crashing. Too many people were logging on all at once, and the server couldn't handle the traffic flow. So I do know we were told that they had to change from one server to another. And the company that we went through for their website, everything keeps changing. But I think they've narrowed it down to Monday the pre-sales will start. It'll be $14.99 starting Monday. That will last until Wednesday night at midnight. Thursday it will go to $19.99, and you can buy tickets after that directly. Well, even starting Monday. You buy it directly through the darkzone.tv.com.
No. darkzone.tv.
Oh, no, .com. Okay, well, don't listen to me then. The darkzone.tv. Yeah. They'll be selling them directly on their website.
Well, it's amazing, you know, that they are donating part of the proceeds to the COVID-19 relief. So it's great that in the quarantine, you guys are not only helping, you know, kind of distract from the world around us, but also, you know, giving back to the community. So, yeah, thank you guys for opening up your home again. It really is incredible.
Yeah, no, thank you. We appreciate everybody's interest in wanting us to do this. I mean, this is
a lot of support.
Yeah.
Like an overwhelming support that we're getting from people.
Yeah, we're excited. It's just something to do. Well, I mean, we know we're not the only ones stuck inside, so it's going to be nice to interact with the world again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I saw a Daily Mail article about the House Live, and I mean, you guys have made it all the way over into the UK. So, I mean, really, you're connecting so many different parts of the world, not just, you know, people in quarantine in America, all over the place. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the different perspectives, too, from the different cultures.
Absolutely. We've been keeping up on some of the articles, and I have to tell you that some of these people aren't getting any of the story correct. We've had to laugh at a few mm-hmm. of them and share with our close friends that have been in the house and know the situation. Some of these articles, I'm not sure where they're getting the information from. So I do have to say for everybody out there, don't always believe what you're reading, because some of these articles are way off. I'm not even sure. Apparently we have workers. It makes it sound like we have slaves, and they get lunch breaks, and things happen to them on their lunch breaks. I really don't know where they're getting some of this information, but some of it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's really interesting, you know, it's a little bit like telephone when one story gets to another person, and then somehow it ends up completely different than the original way it was said.
Yeah, somehow people broke into the house and they slaughtered goats for rituals, and some of these articles are really...
Satanic rituals.
Yeah, there's some of it. I'm just going to ask some people not to believe, because nobody's broken into the house and slaughtered any animals for any type of rituals. I just want to make that one clear.
Well, that's a good thing, though. You wouldn't want that part to be true.
No. We really don't want the wrong information out there.
Yeah, completely. You know, it's better to have the truth. So when you are doing an investigation, you can ask the relevant questions instead of a ghost sitting there like, what are you even talking about?
Right.
So, I mean, maybe the ghost would find it interesting to hear some of the, you know, unfactual stuff, because maybe that would generate a response, but that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Very true.
I'm sure they've heard quite a few from the groups that we've had come in, and as we're giving them the mm-hmm. tour, and they're like, so is this where, you know, the exorcism happened? And I'm like, there was no exorcism. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the movie said there was. The movie also said this and that, you know. There's a lot to the story that a lot of people don't know. And, you know, we always tell people, it's like, if you ever have a chance, Andrea wrote 3 books, House of Darkness, House of Light. And, I mean, it's 10 times worse than what the movie portrayed. you know, and that's what makes it scary.
Yeah, I know that they were really affected by what happened in that house. And, you know, when you experience something, you know, as a child, too, the way they did, it really stays with you your whole life. I mean, that feeling and those experiences will never leave you, no matter if you're in the field, if you're not in the field, if you move away or not. That is always, it's like a scar. It's just a part of you.
True. Very, very true.
And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And yes, no animals, no goats, nobody will be harmed in the filming of this, but this is unprecedented. Welcome. Today, the real-life Conjuring House homeowners, Corey and Jennifer Heinzen, on air with the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli. While under quarantine, the Dark Zone Network presents an epic live streaming event starting Friday, May 8th. In the world's most haunted house with the Heinzen family 24/7 for a full week. Portions of the proceeds go directly to COVID-related charities. Everyone is mentioned to thedarkzone.tv, thedarkzone.tv for complete event ticket access info. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli will be right back with Corey and Jennifer right after this. Woo!
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know? It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Poor Dave. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. That was the voice of Dave Schrader. He'll also be hosting and co-investigating. Everyone visit thedarkzone.tv. That's thedarkzone.tv for all event and ticket availability. And the site is working, by the way. They did upgrade the server, so everything is back online, and you can access thedarkzone.tv. I'm trying to unmute everything right now. A little bit of lag. I think the spirits are in our studio here. Let me bring everybody back in. Corey, Jennifer, and you're unmuted now, and Sophia, you're back.
Thank Hello. You both again so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
And we appreciate all you guys are doing, again, so much for the COVID-19 right now. It is amazing, you know, with the investigation, how much everyone will see and, you know, be able to reply real time about what's happening. But at the end of the entire week, is there going to be a wrap-up show or anything where you kind of discuss everything that happened at the end during the week?
We've discussed about having kind of like a reveal, if you will, like what we've caught, like some interesting catches, like from you know, the viewers and stuff, or like things that we caught, and talk to some of the celebrity panelists about it.
Yeah, it would be amazing to see, you know, kind of collectively everything that just transpired, you know, if there was shadows, if there was EVPs, I think people would love to see that. So it'd be really cool. And, you know, with everything that's going on at the house, I know a lot of people who are watching it may also be going through similar experiences. Is there anything, you know, some type of advice you would give to people who are actually living in a haunted house, you know, currently as you are?
I could go something maybe. I mean, it's got to matter. I mean, depending on the situation, I mean, if it's a situation where, you know, physical attacks and stuff like that, obviously you need to get a shaman in there, or, you know, an exorcist or something like that. But, you know, you just, if you can live on, you know, coincide with them, you know, just, you know, you live your life, they do their thing, you know, that's your best bet. I mean, we try to treat them like family, you know, because nobody's gotten hurt yet. I say yet, mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, we show them respect, treat them as you'd want to be treated. You know, that's my words of advice. I mean,
yeah, we're really just trying to learn more about what we don't mm-hmm. understand. Because I feel like we've done a great job doing it respectfully. Like we don't taunt, we don't, you know, we're just trying to learn. We're just trying to learn from all this.
Yeah, I think that's super important. You know, even if you're not living in a haunted house and just going on an investigation, you know, these are people that passed on, and they do, you know, deserve to be treated with respect as you would want to treat anyone with respect, living or dead, you know, because in life, you know, so in death, I'm dead. I want to just be talked to like a normal person and treated like, you know, I'm not something different than what you are. Because
right.
even if I pass on, I'm not going to feel I am.
Right. And trying to make them leave or trying to, yeah. I mean, that's just not.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people offer to help move the spirits on, or, you know, cast them out or cleanse the house and stuff, and it's like we're not having an issue with them, you know, why
mm-hmm.
provoke it anymore, or
right, possibly make things worse by doing that. I mean,
you know, they have just as much a right to be there as we do, you know. They, you know, for all we know, it's the original owners, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, you moved into the house with the knowledge that it was haunted. So, you know, you already kind of knew what you were getting into when you were moving in there, and you were okay with it. So there's no reason to, you know, try and change the situation when you're okay with it and the spirit's obviously okay with living there.
Right, yeah. We're just, like I said, we're just trying to learn from this. This is like a everyday life experiment, I guess. We're just trying to learn what we
mm-hmm.
can and figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, this was such an iconic case of Ed and Lorraine Warren. And obviously you guys knew about the case when moving into the house, but did you look up to them, you know, when starting into the field? Who were some of the people that you guys kind of looked in up to when, you know, joining the field?
I mean, I always had a respect for Ed and Lorraine Warren. I remember years and years and years ago, sitting in my living room, my mom was watching, I believe it was Phil Donahue. It's like an old school talk show, and they had Ed and Lorraine
mm-hmm.
Warren on there, and they were talking about this stuff, and it's everything that you're told, you know, growing up as a child. These things don't exist. You know, there's no such thing as ghosts. There's no such thing as, you know, UFOs. There's no such thing as giant squid. Well, you know, we
mm-hmm.
just caught a giant squid. I'm pretty sure, like, we've been dealing with ghosts in the house that we're living in. You know, it's just, it's kind of like it's weird.
Yeah. We did, like,
yeah.
We have followed them for a long time. Like, we've always been fascinated with their cases, the work that they've done. They're definitely a big icon for us.
Of course, I mean, they're such, you know, pioneers in the field. And I know you were mentioning kind of viewing them on the field. Phil Donahue show when you were younger. Is that kind of what started your interest in the paranormal? What got you interested in the afterlife and everything surrounded that, you know, before the house and everything else?
I had always had, like, a fascination with, like, the unexplained and stuff like that. Like, I remember being in school and, like, reading about the Loch Ness Monster and UFOs and stuff. But I never, like, I never grew up in a haunted house or anything like that. I had my first experience back in 2001. I was on a battlefield out in Fredericksburg, Virginia, an old Civil War battlefield. And we were spending the night. For the next morning, we were going to get a tour of the battlefield, and what we were going to do is split up into groups and basically reenact the battle, but just change the way, use the strategies that we know and how we would have done it differently. But anyways, that night, probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, like there's 50 of us out there, and we get woken up by the sound of gunfire and screaming and cannon fire. And I mean, we're we're all awake looking around. We see no flashes of light, like for, you know, gunfire or anything like that. There's no rustling in the trees and nobody can explain it. So, you know, we're all on edge. The next morning, the tour guide comes out and he's like, oh yeah, it happens all the time. And it's like, what? No, it doesn't. Who ever said this happens all the time? He's like, oh, you never been to Antietam? You never been to Gettysburg? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, it's haunted. And I'm like, you know, it was just like a realization. So ever since then, I've just been kind of like on the lookout for it until I got to retire.
Yeah, it's incredible what you can capture, you know. I haven't been to a battlefield, but I don't know if it's residual energy or just an active haunting and they still think of wars going on, but it's amazing how you can actually hear those audible sounds and, you know, it's just like you're there even though it's not even happening right now.
Yeah, it was intense. I mean, it's just hard to explain. You just have to be there. It's just something you have to witness for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And Jennifer, what initially kind of made you interested in the paranormal? Did you always have an interest?
Wouldn't necessarily say I always had an interest. Corey is the one that really kind of, I'd say at first, drugged me into it. And then once you're in it, you kind of get that bug for it. Really, once he had that experience, and then he loved it after that. After he retired from the service and had a little more time on his hands, he started to investigate a lot of different places. And, I mean, that's when I developed the love for it, too. He kind of dragged me into it.
Well, it's great you're able to, you know, go through those experiences together. You know, it's great you can go home, talk about it, and, you know, just have someone you trust enough to know if they experience something that you know it's real.
Right. Getting to experience together is what's amazing, because it's one thing to, he would come home and talk about things and you get excited for them, but it's not the same as experiencing it together, because then it's like you both,
And I know you guys live in probably the most haunted house in the world, but with so many haunted places all over the world, what do you believe to be kind of the most haunted place anywhere?
I honestly, every time people say, like, where's the scariest place or something like that, Pennhurst, hands down, like, Pennhurst Asylum.
Which is funny, we just went to Pennhurst together in February and we didn't get a whole lot.
Yeah, didn't get anything.
So it's interesting to see how you can go somewhere and have, like, the most, I'd say, active experience you've ever had at a place, and then go back a few years later and have nothing happen. So kind of interesting, but it's amazing at the same time.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about the paranormal. You never know what you're going to get day by day. And that's what makes the live stream so cool, is you're able to kind of see things day by day. You could have one day where nothing happens, and then another day where it's the most activity you've ever had. But you just never know. And I think that's the interesting thing, is kind of figuring out the unknowns. Is it a specific day that, you know, more activity happens? Is it a specific time of the year? Was there something seasonal? And those are all questions I think a lot of investigators have, is, you know, what makes activity more than on other days?
Right. I even went as far last year to start tracking full moon.
Mm-hmm.
We used a graph to try and do full moons, rainstorms, different type of things to see if the activity was happening due to
moon phases,
anything outside of the realm. And I really couldn't figure out any type of pattern, but it's interesting to see that there is. Part of the fun is of the experiment of it is to look for things like that. It's just interesting.
Totally. And, you know, with Andrea Perron being one of the original people to have experiences there and it be documented, do you think her involvement in the live stream will generate more activity than on a normal day-to-day basis?
It's hard to say. She's been mm-hmm. at the house before with us, and I wouldn't necessarily say her being there made the house more active, but she's never stayed overnight, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, you know, what happens, kind of bringing the old and the new together with the previous owners and the new ones and just seeing what the experiences are like.
No, it's definitely going to be interesting, that's for sure.
And, you know, with your involvement as paranormal investigators and, you know, living in a haunted house, what is the afterlife for you? Where do you believe that place to exist?
I don't know if I guess I've never really thought of that. I don't know. I mean, I obviously believe that people have that spirits have the ability to go back and forth, but I guess I've never really.
I've read something. I can't remember how exactly it goes, but like there's a difference between a spirit and a ghost. Like a ghost is stuck,
mm-hmm.
and then a spirit can come and go as it pleases.
I guess I believe it's more spirits. I believe that spirits can come and go as they please. I guess I've never really thought far enough into it that long term. Is that until they feel fulfilled? I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the more interesting points in the paranormal is, you know, what does happen to us after we die? And, you know, there are ghosts, but how is it possible? I personally think that, you know, it could be a purgatory of sorts because, you know, you don't see ghosts from the 1400s, the 1500s, and they disappear at a certain point, it seems like. So, you know, why is that? I don't know. I won't find out till I'm at that point in my life. But it's just interesting to think about.
Right. I never even thought of that, how far back. Yeah. I guess I've never really. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, it's, I kind of came up with it in Catholic school. They were talking about purgatory one day, and then I just kind of thought, hey, you know, that kind of would fit into why you don't see older ghosts. There's not caveman ghosts that I'm aware of. So it just, it's weird. So it's just, I won't figure it out till I'm there.
You talked about that in Catholic school?
Yeah, I asked my teacher. He looked at me weird. He wasn't into the paranormal, but as a 7th grader, I didn't really care. I've been in the field since I was 8, so at that point, as a 7th grader, I didn't really care if he gave me a weird look. Yeah, I would probably still ask him at 21. But, I mean, I'm used to the strange looks with the paranormal, so it's just like, I get it. It's a weird kind of concept. If you don't experience it yourself, I see why people are skeptical, and it's hard to believe, you know?
Right. It's interesting.
Well, I was raised Roman Catholic, and it was like, you know, they were just like, oh, it's that guy. And I'm like, I just mm-hmm. don't understand it, because, you know, in the Bible, you know, Jesus fights off demons and raises people from the dead and walks on water and stuff. So why is it so hard to believe that the stuff could be real, you know, but to each their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my dad can kind of, you know, agree with that. He has always had an interest in the field. My mom and him, you know, always watched sightings when they were dating. But my dad was raised Catholic, so I was too. But my grandfather actually guarded the Pope over in Italy. So it's just kind of weird, you know, you have someone so close with the actual Catholic Church, but still we are interested in the other side of things that aren't really talked about within the Catholic faith.
Yeah, true.
But I know we're coming towards the end of the show. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events? Obviously, there is the House Live upcoming that you would like to mention.
Go ahead. What was the? I'm sorry, I totally missed it.
Is there any beforehand that we want to mention?
Oh no. Besides the live streaming event, I mean, we're just. Honestly, we're just prepping for the live event.
Right. It technically doesn't go live. So the streaming will start Saturday at 9, but we will be available. We are doing like a preview type thing Friday, and Saturday at noon, sorry. We will do a preview on Friday, kind of like an introduction to what the viewers have to look forward to for the week. And I don't know the time of that. I'm not sure if that's even been set for Friday, but I believe it'll be nighttime. I'm guessing after supper.
Well, I can't wait for everything, and I can't wait to investigate with you guys upcoming. And just thank you guys so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it.
Corey and Jennifer,
thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. Really looking forward to this. Sophia, fantastic show today.
For sure. Corey and Jennifer were such great guests. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. And make sure to check out the House Live on the darkzone.tv. It will be a great week-long event with a portion of the proceeds going to COVID-19 relief efforts.
Also, too, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, too, who participated in today's show. There's going to be a YouTube video version of this show, too, as well. So we'll have that composed and edited throughout the week. And there is no problems with the server. That has all been remedied. They upgraded the server. So you can go to thedarkzone.tv. That's thedarkzone.tv. And it is. It's the real-life Conjuring House with homeowners Corey and Jennifer Heinzen. As explained today on air, and also to the proceeds of this upcoming unprecedented live online event will be going to COVID-related charities. We did get confirmation. Sophia will be heading up the following weekend's panel lineup on Thursday evening, and also to Dave Schrader and Susan Slaughter. And Kristen Lumen of Ghost Mine, a lot of your favorite paranormal talents and experts, and also two hosts of some of your favorite shows are going to be a part of this. Andrea Perron, an actual resident in the past of the Conjuring House, will be a part of this too. So it'll be very interesting to see what transpires. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Upcoming, we have Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder Todd Bonner. That'll be the 30th. 2095 paranormal thriller author Rosella C. Rowe will be on the program on June 6th. Second Sight Paranormal Psychic Medium, and also sister host here on liveparanormal.com, Erica Marcia Busser-Hain. She'll be on the program on June 13th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. We have other people securing their guest spots too as well. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We have a few holidays coming up. We have Mother's Day. We have Memorial Day weekend. So we have some best ofs coming up too as well. So we'll see you around.
Hi, this is Debbie Francion, Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.